WRR recently, the SMU Dedman School of Law, and I'm really happy to have with me John B. Attanasio. He's the Judge James Noel Dean and Professor of Law, and William Hawley Atwell Chair of Constitutional Law at SMU. Hello.
Hi.
Well, now we've been talking, and I'm really delighted to know that you're a regular WRR listener.
Yeah, I've been listening for years. I've been listening pretty much since I came to Dallas.
Well, fantastic. We've been involved with SMU on a number of levels, both in the arts and in the other divisions of the university. So this is a great opportunity to talk about what the Dedman School of Law does. What's been going on there recently?
Well, it's been a very busy year. It started with Justice Ginsburg. Justice Ginsburg was at the school for basically 3 days. Mm-hmm. There was an event open to the public. We had about 2,000 people in the McFarland Auditorium. It was the first time the Louise Razzio lecture was at the law school. And I was privileged to interview Justice Ginsburg. We had about 2,000 people there. Then she taught a couple of classes.
Well, I was going to say, that's great for the public, but gosh, the students have access to Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah. She taught a couple of classes. She taught first-year civil procedure. We combined Professor Dorsanio, who's written a lot of the Texas Rules of Procedure, who's very famous, and Professor Thornburg, who's not only famous in the procedure area but conflicts of law. We combined both of their classes together, and Justice Ginsburg lectured to a combined first-year section. Then the next day, she taught constitutional law to Judge Patrick Higginbotham of the Fifth Circuit, of Federal Court of Appeals, teaches at the school. And so he introduced Justice Ginsburg. She taught the class, and among others, Ross Perot and Dick Freeling were students in the class. So it was a very fun moment.
Well, now that really sounds like something that only a few people could be involved with. And law school has a reputation these days for being totally impossible to get in. Is that really the truth?
Yeah, SMU Law School is very tough to get into. Now, the Justice Ginsburg stuff doesn't happen every day.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to give people the misimpression. We have a tremendous faculty, and a lot of the faculty are leaders in their fields. Yeah. For example, Ellen Pryor oversees the entire Restatement of Torts project, mm-hmm. As one example. There are a number of distinguished faculty, which you'd be interested in the intellectual property area, led by Professor Swantow Nguyen and others. So John Lowe is one of the leaders in oil and gas, but we're mm-hmm. not having Justice Ginsburg come through on a daily basis.
No, but it gives you an idea of the range and the range of expertise.
Well, we just had, just now, a very high-ranking delegation from Saudi Arabia, mm-hmm. where, to give you an idea, it was led by the Minister of Justice of Saudi mm-hmm. Arabia, and not at SMU, but we took them to Washington, New York, and Dallas. They visited with Chief Justice Roberts. They visited with four United States senators, Senator Kerry, Senator McCain, Senator mm-hmm. Lugar. Senator Hutchinson deserves a tremendous amount of credit for that. But the students, on two separate occasions, got to hear members of the Saudi delegation present to them about law reform in real time in Saudi Arabia. And there were people like, in the delegation, one of the 12 women who is on the advisory council to the king, the shura, which is like the parliament. Uh-huh. So far, the 12 women are strictly in an advisory capacity, but that will change in a couple of years. The Minister of Justice talked about law reform in Saudi Arabia. The second day, on Monday, a few weeks ago, there must have been, it was a packed house in the Hillcrest courtroom. And there was an overflow crowd in the Walsh classroom. We piped it in by TV.
Right, a lot of vitality there. As far as the law school goes itself, the graduates, it's a tough job market out there. I don't know how it is for law, but what's the success rate for people coming out of the SMU Dedman?
Of people looking for work. There are mm-hmm. some students going on to graduate programs because a lot of statistics get thrown around. So
sure.
We've always been very careful with our numbers. But of students actively pursuing jobs, 95% of last year's class was employed by the February after graduation. Uh-huh. And so the job opportunities, that's one of the reasons the law school is so tough to get in.
Yeah.
Your ads are very helpful, too, when you feature people like Earl Nye, Walt Heumann, and Adele Cahill on the air.
Yeah, so. I'm glad you said that. I do want to kind of wrap up with giving people an idea. I mean, they may have kids that are getting ready to go to college, or they may be interested themselves in some of the programs. What's the best way for people to get information about the school?
The best way to get information about the school is to go to our website, www.smu.edu/law. Uh-huh. But we're very easy to Google. We're very, very easy to find.
Wow.
And the opportunity range, we're very Dallas-based. We're very focused on the city. We've trained an amazing array of leaders in the city, but we've also, a lot of people don't know this, we have more Fortune 50 CEOs who graduated from SMU Law School than any law school in the country. And we're number two to Harvard Business School in Fortune 50 CEOs. So we also have five members of the Forbes list, where we're number one among law schools in the country. Harvard, Virginia, and Columbia are second with four each.
Wow, I think we can have some Dallas pride about that.
Yeah, we really do. We have a lot, and we owe a lot to Dallas. We're very much based here, and Dallas has been very good to us.
It's great to finally meet you, John B. Atanasio. Thanks for coming today.
It's great to be here. I mean, I love the station.
All right.